Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hello, Easy Organic Gardening listeners. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, ecopreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. With me this hour is author, organic business co-owner, gardening expert, and passionate needlework stitcher, Tammy Hartung. She's the real thing when it comes to organic. Before I ask Tammy to join me, I have a few topics to discuss. I want to remind you that there is a free $10 off coupon on the back of the newest Arbico Organics Early Spring Catalog. And if you haven't received one, the way to get it is to go online to www.arbico-organics.com, arbico-organics.com, or you can call 1-800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. That's 1-800-SOS-BUGS. You'll never forget it. You can also check online for our e-catalog version as well. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. And you can follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now I would like to tell you about my guest. She knows what it is like to live life to its organic fullness. Tammy Hartung has been working with plants for more than 35 years and is enchanted now with her work as she was in the early days of getting to know plants. Together with her husband, Chris, they own Desert Canyon Farm in Southern Colorado, which is a certified organic farm, where they grow more than 500 varieties of herbs and heritage heirloom food plants along with perennial flower seed crops. They also grow more than 11 varieties of heirloom fruit trees in their orchard. Their farm is a United Plant Savers Botanical Sanctuary, a National Wildlife Federation Certified Wildlife Habitat, a Xerces Society Pollinator Habitat, and a member of Division of Wildlife's Watchable Wildlife Colorado Birding Trail. That is amazing. Tammy is also formally trained as an herbalist and organic grower. She's the author of three books, Growing 101 Herbs, Homegrown Herbs, and her newest book, The Wildlife-Friendly Vegetable Gardeners. Additionally, she speaks at conferences and garden shows, and she writes her blog, desertcanyonfarm.wordpress.com. Besides her passion for plants, she's a passionate needlework, stitcher, hiker, and reader of books of all kinds. And now I would like to invite the amazing Tammy Hartung to join me. Hi, Tammy. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning. It's a lovely day here in Colorado today.
It's windy here in Tucson and sunny and just gorgeous and going to be about 80 degrees. So we are enjoying our winter weather. It's unusually warm, actually.
Yeah, here too. And we're in the 70s almost, and that's really unusual for this time of the year here.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to enjoy it because I know what happens. Right around the corner, there's another freeze. It just seems like it always creeps up on us. Anyway, I'm so happy to have you join me on the show. I know it's been a while. We've been moving back and forth to get you finally here with me, and so thank you so much. There's just so much to talk about. I guess, first of all, tell us a little bit about, you know, your background. How did you get to where you are today? I mean, this is incredible, your farm and you know, all the things that you're doing and these certifications. There must have been some place, though, where it all just sort of clicked for you.
Well, you know, there were several of those places along the way. I grew up with a great aunt who loved herbs and gardening, and I think she was probably the person responsible for setting me on my journey with plants in the early days. And then as a young single mother many years back, I kind of wheedled my way into a job as a plant propagator at a big garden center nursery in Denver because I needed to support myself and my daughter. And I had been a gardener, but I never had done any production or commercial kind of growing. And so I learned how to grow 3,000 different kinds of plants there, which was an amazing experience. And that was a fantastic time in my life of just learning about all different types of plants. And I met my husband, who was working as the supervisor at Chatfield Arboretum for Denver Botanic Gardens during that time. But eventually we decided that if we were going to work as hard as we were working for both of those places, that it might be just good to think about starting our own farm. And so that's what we did. We found a property in Canyon City and purchased that and started Desert Canyon Farm as a certified organic farm. Originally, we were growing medicinal herbs for extract manufacturers, and as farming goes, things evolve and change. And the last decade or so, we've been growing flower seed, perennial flower seed crops in our field for Jalito Seed Company, and then we wholesale potted plants to garden centers all over Colorado and northern New Mexico. Lots of different varieties of herbs and heritage heirloom food plants and natives and just pollinator-friendly plants, all kinds of things. So that's sort of how we kind of ended up here, and we've been here now for 19 years, and the farm just, you know, continues to evolve and become more and more a part of us.
It's so beautiful the way you describe it, and I love the way you met your sweetheart, both of you involved with growing things and caring for habitats. And this is a beautiful story. And for those of you who are listening, when you go to the blog site, you have pictures, and you guys just look so romantic.
We look old.
You guys, you're just like, I'm just like, oh, they're so sweet. Oh, my gosh. And you know, you can just tell that your energy is just so balanced. And that's what happens when you get to work on a farm. Of course, we have a bug farm, and we also have a large garden and whatnot. But there's something about that, the rhythm, you know, the rhythm of life that you get to be a part of every single day. And
I think that we all used to live very seasonal lives, and few of us get to do that in the modern day, but Chris and I are fortunate that that is how we live our life, and we really don't take it for granted.
It is true, and that seasonalized, I love that word that you just coined, that is truly it, because you work very, very hard in the growing season, and then everybody gets to take a break, and then you have the time to do things like needlework. And I'm so excited that you do the needlework, because I love, you know, this goes sort of hand in hand when you have a farm. And I'm not talking, you know, a great big farm necessarily, but for just, you know, this is a gardening show, and our listeners, of course, are gardeners of all sizes. And yet just that, the fun of growing things lends itself to cooking things, lends itself to just exploring other parts of our lives with our creativity, and that has in many ways been blocked out by the blast of technology that we're faced with every day. You know?
I know.
We don't sing. We don't dance. You know, we certainly don't draw. We, you know, needlework, knitting, all those things that sewing that are so fun to do. And it's not to disdain or disqualify the technology. It's just different.
The technology is a fantastic tool, but we always need to remember to just sit on the porch a spell, you know? Just take some time to observe what's around us and be part of that.
Exactly. We're going to have to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking with Tammy Hartung about gardening in your yard, but with particular emphasis to wildlife. So for those of you who are listening, don't go away. We are coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera-DeFry, and you're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener with me. this hour is Tammy Hartung. She is a passionate organic farmer and author of The Wildlife-Friendly Vegetable Gardeners. Welcome back, Tammy.
Good morning.
Good morning to everybody. So let's talk a little bit about what we left with before the break. Was you said sometimes you just have to sit on the porch and just observe. And I think this is one of the best ways to start talking about our next segment here, where I would love to have you talk to our audience about friendly ways to include wildlife in your garden landscape. Because I love this idea of growing in your garden and not be in constant resistance to wildlife, trying to push it out and shove it out, but to have more of a fostering of wildlife and understand how wildlife is important and part of an integrated process to our growing.
It is so important, and we get caught up in this mission of, oh my goodness, there's a wild animal in my garden, or the birds are here, they're going to eat all my vegetables, and worrying about that. But, you know, quite frankly, they don't do nearly the kind of damage that we anticipate they might do. And one of the best ways to begin to see that is to just observe what is it that they're doing in the garden and around the garden, too, because it's not just about your little vegetable garden or flower garden. It's the whole landscape around. This morning I was out and looking there. We have curved-billed thrashers here, and they nest in our big Choya cactus in our desert garden. And, you know, I was watching. I just got tickled to death because they're very social birds. And here he goes across the driveway carrying twigs. He's making his new nest in the Choya cactus. But those birds are the most amazing control for ants that we have here. They eat about 65% of their diet in insects, especially ants. And we have a lot of ants of all different sorts here. And, you know, they keep us in balance. So the ants can be here aerating the soil and so forth, but they're not causing a lot of trouble, and they're not biting me when I'm pulling weeds. And the thrashers are enjoying them for their food source, and they're raising their young. And so there's that whole interwoven, you know, system that's going on there that if we didn't really pay attention, we would just worry that the thrashers were going to eat my raspberries this summer. And that's not at all the case. They might have a few, but that's okay. We can manage that. We have a lot of wildlife here. We have a big herd of deer, over 35 head of deer that move through the farm twice a day. Sometimes they're here all day long, especially during the fawn season. And we don't have fences around except one small little tiny area where my salad lettuce grows. And so, you know, we're always paying attention. What are those deer eating? We've learned that they are amazing at keeping the bindweed under control. They love bindweed, and that is a big problem weed for us here, and we have to pull it by hand. So if the deer want to eat it, all the better. You know, so those are the kinds of relationships that we see happening and we can foster. You want to make sure that you have things around that wildlife needs. They need shelter. They need protection. They need places to raise their youngsters. They need sources of food and water. So those are things that as gardeners we can supply, and in exchange they'll do great pest management for us. They might weed out our bindweed for us. There's a lot of benefit that we can gain from the wildlife that comes into our landscape.
It's also nice just to have wildlife there. You know,
it is.
We have the same thing where we have our garden and where we live, and actually where we have our insectaries on 10.5 acres. And, boy, it's just so fun just to watch the deer come in, watch the javelinas come in. You know, there are foxes, there are squirrels, there are rabbits of all types, you know, every now and then a badger and all sorts of birds. And it's just, my gosh, it's a constant I don't want to use the word circus because I'm not sure that circus, they're not very nice to the animals, you know. So, but anyway, all that said, there's this constant parade, that was the word. And there in no way unless you've set it out for them to do damage, you know, I mean, then, I mean, they really are working in concert with you.
Yes, that's true. We have a fox family that is here, and, you know, they keep the mice and the rodent population managed, and so we can still have rabbits and squirrels and things around, but they don't get out of control and start to damage things because the foxes and the bobcats and so forth are you know, predatorizing those critters, and so it stays in balance. But we had a great time watching the family of foxes play tag on top of my daughter's car one morning, you know, so it's free entertainment for us as we're watching them coexist here on our place.
So what do you do to foster? You know, you talked a little bit about giving them food and water sources. I know for us, what we do for the bees in particular, because here we are in the desert and they do need water, and so we actually create these little bee watering spots with drip system, and we actually use the lids to garbage cans, that, you know, plastic garbage cans, that we don't need those lids, and we put an old pillowcase on top of that, and then it gently waters so they have a place for the pollinators and the bees to land and drink. So tell us a little bit about the things that you do.
Well, I love that idea. That's
Isn't
a great idea. We have also got water supplies all around. We've got bird baths all around on the farm. I have three different ones. I have little shallow saucer dishes that I use for the pollinators, the honeybees, as well as all the native pollinators. The wasps will drink there, the butterflies, these little shallow clay saucers that I have stones in the middle so that they have a landing spot, and those are sitting up on top of a stack of clay pots so that the neighborhood cats can't sneak up and snag anybody unaware, which is also an important part of your strategy, because it's not really fair to invite the birds and the pollinators in just so that the cats can have a meal. So you have to be mindful of that. But we also have, I think it's 50 gallons, but it's a galvanized trough like you might use for livestock. We've got one of those perched in one of the gardens, and that's, we call it the deer watering trough, and the deer come there and they get their drink there. And so we've supplied water sources throughout the gardens here, and we put up feeders for the birds. We don't feed the hummingbirds because we have so many flowers in the garden that are red and scarlet and orange and bright pink that the hummingbirds have plenty of natural food here. So just all sorts of food supplies, but plants are really important too for that.
And so let's take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back and talk about the plants, because we have to take another break. Those of you who are listening, stay with us. We're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall, and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The author of Growing 101 Herbs That Heal, Homegrown Herbs, and the newest book, The Wildlife Friendly Vegetable Garden and Gardener, excuse me. And that's what we're talking about today, wildlife friendly gardening. Welcome back, Tammy.
Hi there.
So it goes so fast. The breaks come before I know it. So my apologies for having to cut you off. Let's talk about the plants, though. We were talking about why, you know, the next topic, which has, we're talking about wildlife friendly vegetable gardening, and what are the plants that support this along with the wildlife?
Well, there's an endless list of plants that will be useful in that regard, but all of the plants that have berries or fruits can be used to either attract wildlife in or provide food for them. So we have planted hedgerows in parts of our landscape, which have roses, so that we have rose hips, and of course the flowers are there for the pollinators earlier in the season. Nut trees, we have pinyon nuts and black walnuts here, but depending on where you live, you'll have other choices. Hawthorns, these are all fantastic woody plants that provide shelter for the wildlife as well as food for them. And the more flowers you can have in your landscape, the better off you're going to be for attracting not only pollinators, which is so important, but also beneficial insects. And those beneficial insects, things like lacewings and ladybugs and all of those lovely predator insects, those are hunters, and they are going to just make short order of any pest insect problems you might have in your garden. And that keeps things under control so that you don't have to be treating your garden with chemicals all the time. You can just let nature take care of those challenges for you. So flowers, all different colors of flowers, shapes of flowers, making sure there's always something in bloom, whether it's an annual flower like a petunia, or moss rose, or lots of perennials. The butterflies just love the cone flowers, echinaceas and rutabagias, and the bumblebees are all over our hollyhocks here. So having a lot of different colors to attract a lot of different pollinators and insects is really useful, and making sure there's always something in bloom. That's going to be your big asset in terms of plants. You can also use plants as deterrents. So for the deer, if we don't want them to be eating the lettuce or the tomatoes, we plant things like rosemary and lavender around because they don't really care for those silvery, gray, fuzzy kinds of foliage. They don't eat those plants, and they don't like things that are very, very aromatic. So we can interplant those kinds of plants in and amongst other plants that the deer would find attractive to nibble on, and it kind of confuses them. And so they tend to just keep going, moving on through the garden instead of stopping and having a meal out of my garden. The exception to that is tulips. They won't leave the tulips alone, and they really, really can't resist the strawberries. So those things, I don't really grow very many tulips anymore. I plant daffodils instead. The deer don't like them, and they're just as pretty. And the strawberries are actually in the small area where we have a fence where the salad lettuce and the strawberries live, because that way the deer don't eat them and I don't have to be distressed about the deer munching them all the time. So those are some ideas of ways you can use plants to your advantage in your garden landscape.
Well, certainly, you know, it makes sense not to attract them with dessert.
No.
Right. And I love this idea of, this is the true meaning of agriculture. This is you're creating a culture of, you're growing your food, you're growing your flowers, you're growing your herbs, for seasoning and medicinal, and at the same time, you're also incorporating the wonders of nature and realizing the benefits that they provide as well. And so that's truly an ideal situation. And your point about having something that is growing at all times so that it is blooming, flowering, so that you can continue to attract the pollinators and all the other beneficial insects that you're talking about. You know, basically we refer to those types of plants as insectary plants. So you're growing your own insects in your own little insectary, and it's the greatest way to support what's going on in the garden. One last thing, also, it makes great weed control as well.
Oh yes, that's so true.
So
weeds are always in the eye of the beholder around here because many of them are useful or even culinary plants. So sometimes those weeds are going to get weeded out of the garden and end up in my lunch meal.
Precisely. And I love that. I've had a woman on the show. Her first name is Suzanne. I can't think of her last name right now. It'll come to me. But her whole premise is you walk outside and you just eat whatever is out there, and she's just amazing to when we stop to look at what is actually out there in our backyards beyond what we're gardening, most people these days will walk out their front door and couldn't tell you what the ornamental plants are in their front yard.
It's true, but you know, there's a whole salad right there at their feet.
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit more about water sources. Tell us a little bit about the water sources and why those are so important.
Well, water sources, we think about them most of the time relative to the birds with bird baths, but all of the wildlife really needs to have water supply. So whether it's something large like a deer or the raccoon, they need to have some kind of water available. But certainly all of the little insects, you know, they need to have water supply to them. So those shallow little watering dishes are really important. You can also take advantage of water features in your garden as ways to attract things like toads and frogs, which eat a lot of pest insects. You know, frogs and toads are great at munching slugs, and slugs eat my strawberries. So that's a relationship I like to encourage. So I keep little shady, moist places in the garden. Some people use an upturned clay flower pot with a little broken spot in it as a toad house. In there, but you know, if you just have a damp, shady place, you'll find that these creatures are there, and so making those things available. If you have a pond, you'll see all types of wildlife congregating near or around the pond, and that is going to supply a ready source of predators for your garden to control pests. Manures come via these animals, and that nourishes the soil. If you have moist places, that also supports the in-soil creatures like earthworms and microbes. And so all of it is important. We don't want to just be focusing on one little tiny piece of it. We want to try and observe what's going on as a whole system and then do what we can to foster that or encourage it or at least be tolerant of it and not try to eradicate it out of our landscape.
And let nature do its job. We're going to take another break, and we're coming right back with the last segment of our show with the lovely Tammy Hartung. So for those of you who are listening, take a quick break. We're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY. It's environmentally and sustainably yours. With me this amazing hour is Tammy Hartung. And Tammy is the co-owner of Desert Canyon Farm, located in Southern Colorado, a certified organic farm where more than 500 varieties, 500, pay attention everybody, that's a lot, varieties of herbs and heritage heirlooms are grown. Her newest book is entitled The Wildlife Friendly Vegetable Gardener. It's a must read for everyone. Welcome back, Tammy.
Hi there.
This is our last segment. We've covered a lot of information. One of the things that a lot of people get hung up on, of course, are how do I deal with the wildlife in my garden? My garden has been set up to be no-till for many years and was just doing great until the gophers showed up.
Mm.
Oh, and so that's been an interesting, very interesting experience. Let's put it that way. So talk to us about the peaceful ways to deal with the wildlife challenges. Those guys we're talking about living in harmony here and, yet, how do gardeners, what's the most peaceful way to deal with it? Tell us.
Well, I think that we want to be really clear that welcoming wildlife into your garden landscape is a really good thing to do, but it's not without its challenges. You know, there are going to be those events or those critters that persist in causing trouble. And gophers are one of them. So there are a few things to think about. The first thing I would say is be sure you welcome in the predators to your garden landscape. And people are often fearful of doing that, but they do fantastic work at managing critters like gophers. You know, so the foxes, the owls, the hawks, Sometimes there's bobcats. A lot of those critters are nighttime critters. They hunt at night. You don't even really know they're there unless you put up a wildlife camera and catch them on the camera, and then you see that, oh, my gosh, we had a bobcat come through here last night. Mm-hmm. But they are doing good work for you. That said, sometimes you have to take extra steps. So there are some things to do with gophers and ground squirrels. One of the things, well, there are a few things you can try with them. One is they really don't like lemon, the smell of very strong lemon. So you can soak a cloth in some lemon essential oil and tuck it down into those burrows, and that will often encourage them to leave. So that is one of the more effective things that we've had good luck with here. We use a lot of crushed red pepper in certain areas where we have squirrels causing trouble. The squirrels like to chew the emitters off the drip irrigation systems here, and they do that because they hear the water moving through the drip tape and they're thirsty. So putting out water sources for them will sometimes solve the problem. But if they persist in chewing off the little emitters that is where the drips of water come out in your garden, you can mix some red pepper into a little bit of Vaseline and smear that around the outside edge of those emitters, not over the top of them, but around the outside edge. And, you know, it doesn't take very long for them to figure out that's not the thing to do when they start getting that hot pepper on their feet and in their mouth and on their nose. And it burns. It doesn't cause them any serious harm, but it's not comfortable, so they move on and leave those things alone. Sometimes it requires a fence or a barrier of some sort. You know, if we have a small area that the deer just really would not leave alone, and so I put a fence around that area because that seemed to be the most peaceful way to deal with the situation and not have the deer banned from the property. We use yellow caution tape. This is an inexpensive way to protect an area during harvest, say. The deer don't like it, and they don't like the way it moves in the breeze. So you can tie it to some stakes or fence posts around your grapevines during the harvest season, and it moves just a little bit in the breeze. It's disconcerting to them, and so if you put a strand at knee level and another strand at head level, they just won't eat anything that's on the other side of it. And then when the harvest is past, you take it down. It's not the most glamorous thing to do, but it works, and it's inexpensive. So there are a lot of different things you can do that will handle those wildlife challenges that come up. Another thing that we use is called a scaredy cat, or it's a motion detector water device, and it hooks up to the hose, and when there's motion within a range of this device that's attached to the hose that's on a spike, you just stick it where you want it in the garden. It shoots out a sharp, hard spray of water, and the raccoons don't like it, so they leave the squash alone during the squash season. We actually got it originally to keep the neighborhood cats from climbing on our greenhouses, and we use it for that sometimes, but we've also found that it will keep the deer out of certain areas. It changes their pattern. You know, these wildlife are creatures of habit, so if you can shift and change their habit of how they move through your landscape, often that's enough to just discourage them from causing damage. And that little water device is very effective at doing that, and it can go anywhere that a hose can go. So you can utilize that as one of the tools in your toolbox. So there's many things to try.
What about gophers?
Well, the lemon oil is what I would suggest
right,
for that.
That's what I wrote down. I read where habaneros, you could put them down their holes, and then of course I saw that was great, except the next day I saw the little ground squirrels taking them off like it was, you know, Christmas. Look at this, how nice of this, just lovely little gifts here. Didn't work.
Well, there is a product that we use here sometimes that we found very, very effective for when all else fails, but it's costly, so we use it as last resort, but it's called Plant Skid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's deodorized blood meal, and it does deal with things like rabbits and gophers and ground squirrels. You can create a barrier with it by sprinkling it around fruit trees or crops that you don't want them to get into. And that does really work, but it's costly to do, especially if you have a large area. So we try to find other solutions first. And if it doesn't work, then we resort to the plant skid is the product. And that's OMRI approved. So all the things that we try to use here need to be organic or OMRI approved because of being certified organic. So that works too.
We sell that product, and it's a great product. It works very well. And as you said, it makes so much more sense, though, to let the animals harmonize with the garden. And when necessary, you can, as you said, you sort of rope off areas or you could fence off areas on occasion. And if you have to use the plant skid, that's a great product to use. So, we've got about 2 minutes left. So I want to make sure that you get your message out to our audience today. So, what is your message?
Well, my message is that wildlife was here first, and of course, we all want to enjoy our gardens and our farms, and in our case, we have to earn our livelihood as you do on yours. So we need to find ways to coexist with them, and we need to be creative in how we do that. And we need to, first of all, the most important thing I would say is observe what is it that wildlife is doing before you act, so that whatever you do implement, whether it's to encourage wildlife in or to repel them out or create a barrier, whatever it is that you do will be effective so that everybody isn't frustrated by the process. So first, pay attention to what is it that's really happening, because sometimes we jump to conclusions and it's not the right conclusion. And also have a backup plan. Sometimes one thing doesn't work and you have to try something else or even a third something before you find the right tool or the right method to be able to have wildlife in your landscape and not have damage done. So, you know, just look for ways. Look for my book. It'll give you some ideas, too, or go to the blog. There's lots of ideas there as well. And I hope
you
have a good time with those
critters. Thank you so much, Tammy. We're so grateful to have had you on the show. And to those of you who are listening, thank you also for joining us here on the Easy Organic Gardener. We will be back next week with another amazing guest. Go out and make it a great Easy Organic Gardening Week. This is your host, Sherry Herrera J. Fry.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.